They just, you know, checking in after last weekend was an interesting one. Penn State's a good hockey team, and it's a tough building to play in. Their fans are right on you. They've got a really neat student section, and the guys kind of sit right on you. And it was an interesting two games. It was odd in the sense that Friday night was a 7-2 game, and then Saturday was a 3-2 shootout win. And there was a lot of things, believe it or not, on Friday, I think, that we probably did better than we did on Saturday night. But what it's always come back to with our group of guys is that the determination and the commitment and in blocking shots and the physicality of our play, which just leads to better hockey for us, was much better on Saturday night. And it was very similar in that sense to the Wisconsin series from Friday to Saturday night. Technically not doing a lot of things wrong, but, you know, having that commitment, that little extra energy and focus to get things done. So, again, I came away real impressed with our guys, the bounce back. You know, Lethemann had a tough start on Friday. He's been outstanding for us. He was best player on the ice on Saturday night, and we kind of needed him to be. And but that kind of mirrored the rest of the team. Everybody else, you know, found it somewhere inside them to come back and play a heck of a hockey game. And that's for us is real positive. Keep taking points out of every weekend if we can, and at some point, you know, get over the top in the Big Ten, and then we'll get a sweep and we'll feel real good about it. But the guys keep moving forward. The belief is really, really strong with them. And you know what? They get better after they have a bad game. That's a good sign. So a lot of positives for us, and back at work this week. And we've got Notre Dame this weekend, which will be a heck of a test. They've won 9 in a row, and they're a good hockey team. So looking forward to it.
Damon, two questions for you. The first, Dan, I'm sorry, I was thinking about soccer. Dan, but one of the players told me after the weekend that Friday night when you walked into the locker room, it was a, quote, intellectual ass-chewing question. He said he never had his ass chewed without an F-bomb like that before. Yeah. And I'm just curious, and he said that when you walked out of the locker room, they were disappointed in themselves. They weren't mad at you. That's a new side of you. Can you talk about that side? And maybe I've never heard of an intellectual ass-chewing before.
Well, I guess that's a nice way of putting it. You know, we haven't had many occasions where we've been stern with them, and I think you always have to gauge where your team's at. If you've got a really good team that is older and a ton of talent, or, you know, if it's a pro team that's been around a while, or with the U.S. team, it was an 18-year-old in the second half of the second year, you can get into them a little bit. When you have a team that's, you know, struggled last year, and then this year, you know, we're certainly not over the hump, I think you have to watch, you know, how hard you get after them. You have to pick your spots, and, you know, Dave Tippett, he's coached for a long time. He'll be back coaching the NHL at some point. You know, he's used to talk about having, you get three shots in him a year to really get after him. So, you know, there were some things that disappointed us, on Friday night, and I think from the mental side of it. And so, you know what, we talked about some of those things that probably went a little longer and, maybe a little more animated than I've been with them to date. But I also think they're at the point where they can start handling that, where they know that they can do some of the things. So if you ask them things that they can't do or they can't achieve, then that's just the definition of frustration, because, you know, then you're asking them, you know, to get outside of what they're able to do. If you're asking them things that they've done and they know they can do, then I think we're within our wheelhouse and we're okay with that. So that was a challenge. And then you know, you take your 4 or 5 minutes with them and then start building them up back after that. And then we had a great meeting on Saturday and did some good video. And the guys, you know what, they were able to do it. And like I said, they're a gutsy bunch.